gentlemen, welcome to the Video Game Losers Show here on the Pop Culture Network. I am your host, Dirt, and I'm joined here today with...
Killen.
Are you sure that's what your name is?
I just
you had to think about it for a minute?
I just decided, well...
You weren't sure who you were?
I was reading something.
I caught you off guard, huh?
I wasn't prepared.
You didn't know we were starting?
But I'm ready now.
There we go.
Killen.
This is going to be the video game show here on the Pop Culture Network. This is like the fourth time we've tried to bring together a video game show, and we've got a format now we think is going to work. We tried to do one of these about a year ago, and I hated it, so we retooled it back into the warehouse and something new. And this is basically how it's going to break down. We're going to have three segments. Segment one, talking about the news. Not necessarily like all the headlines, but just, you know, stuff that we can talk about for a few minutes, have some comments about some of the stuff happening in
relatable
video game news. Number two, segment two, is going to be video game releases. Killen's going to be talking about all the hot releases coming out this week. And then segment three is kind of our open segment. It'll be fan corner questions. It'll be a video game review. It'll be maybe us discussing mobile gaming versus console gaming, you know, PC versus console, that type of thing. So basically, that's your three-segment format that we're doing with the show. And anything else you want to add about it?
No, I wrote all that down so that...
Oh, so if you get confused and you don't know which segment
I'm the news guy that writes the stuff down. Changes to
so I read it off the laptop and then you write it down on paper.
No.
Just to make sure that we have it.
I just got to make sure the continuity flows correctly.
Ah, continuity. So,
yeah, continuity editor.
You're the continuity editor of our show. Well, I'm glad we have one. We need one. All right, folks, let's get into some of the hot topics, not the store at your local shopping mall, but some of the big news stories going on this week.
Demo's first up, crying.
Child's Play made all the money this year. Those of you unfamiliar with Child's Play, it is the children's charity put together by the folks at Penny Arcade.
Child's Play.
And Child's Play this year raised $3,512,345 in donations.
How many Microsoft points is that?
Six. There's some inflation in Xbox Live. But last year, they hit $2.2 million. They didn't think they could beat it. It's a tough economy, you hear everybody talk about. But this year, they happened to make $3.5 million.
Everybody's willing to give money to the games.
I mean, it's to make kids happy.
Oh, you're going to make kids happy? You're going to go play Donkey Kong? Well, here's $20.
Donkey Kong or Donkey Konga? Because one of them is a nice retro fun game, and the other one's torture.
Well, if they are terrible people, they send them Konga. If they're, like, legitimate, they probably send Donkey Kong.
Now, Child's Play started in 2003, so they've been doing this for quite a while. And they started out with one hospital, just giving kids Game Boy Advances and games, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Now they're up to 80 hospitals worldwide that they send games and activities to. So
legitimate.
Lots of kids happy. So good for them this year. Xbox Live games, they're getting fatter and cheaper, just like the women that hang around the corners in my neighborhood. Xbox Live games, they're bringing the maximum size is going from 150 megabytes to 500 megabytes.
Ooh, so, expansions.
Pretty good sized games that they can put together now. And
that's like Pong Plus.
They've reduced the price. Game makers can now sell their game for as little as $1. On the Xbox Live Marketplace, which, I mean, makes sense. A lot of those games you look at and it's like, oh, you know, $5 for Sky Cat to watch the cat falling out of the sky. You got to dodge the bricks. And
you could barely rent a movie for $5, so why would you complain about paying for a game?
Unless you go to Redbox, then they're like $1.
Whoa, okay, Satan, you want to go there and help
my,
the man.
My voodoo black
help
magic.
The man, okay.
But this is going to allow, of course, games to be bigger, a little more in-depth. On there, they're almost reaching a full CD-ROM size now.
Ooh.
So maybe we can get some Sega CD classics brought onto Xbox Live.
But Xbox, not to be outdone, says no. We're going to give you a little bit more, but we don't want you to be better than us.
Than Sega CD?
We're not going to let them have full-size games.
Oh,
we're
I see.
We're not going to let you charge your. You can't even give away for free because how dare you take our money?
Right.
So,
good
but
call.
We'll give you a little bit of a push to. Act like we're good guys.
You know, I think part of the deal is they're really feeling the push from Steam. Because Steam is something that I never dealt with until about this last year.
Yep.
And now that I have Steam, I'm going a little ridiculous on some of these games. Because games show up, they'll be like $1.64.
I used to hate Steam, but now I love it.
Yeah, before I was like, oh, this is terrible. But now you can log in any computer.
Mm-hmm.
You can download the game, play it. And they're super, super duper cheap. So
constantly on sale.
Yeah, everything is always at a bargain basement value price. Mm-hmm. So, all right, let's see. This year, everybody wanted to play Crysis 2. Nobody wanted to pay for it. Turns out Torrent Freak has done some research and found out that Crysis 2 was the most downloaded game this year. 3.9 million times over BitTorrent since March. Modern Warfare 3 only got 3.6 million, but Modern Warfare 3 came out in November. So it didn't have as long to try to download Modern Warfare 3, but still, Crysis 2, the big game.
So make sure you visit Torrent Freak to steal the games.
If you want
to
steal games, make sure you check out Torrent Freak. Torrent
Freak, got it.
Now, let's see. Battlefield 3 was third place on the list. So, I mean, there's your other big game of this year.
Why Crysis? That's, like, weird.
It was, well, it was big at the beginning of the year. You know, that was a hot game. Started out the year.
Maybe only because they have more time.
It was also a big PC game. And if you're going to BitTorrent, more likely you're BitTorrenting PC games.
Right.
So,
but Modern Warfare 3, really? Really? I should have won hands down.
Well, yeah, but Modern Warfare 3 came out in November, whereas Crysis 2 came out in March.
It's just harder to steal, I guess.
So, let's see. Also, part 4 was FIFA 12.
Oh.
Because people all over the world download games, not just us Americans who hate soccer.
And they love soccer.
And Portal 2 was number 5, which is a great game.
I can see that.
Yeah, total thumbs up on that one. Now, top Xbox Live game was Gears of War 3. And the top Wii game downloaded was Super Mario Galaxy 2. So, kind of makes sense on those. I can see those. No PS3 game on these top downloads because PS3 really does a much better job blocking out hackers and downloaders.
Don't buy PS3.
It's a lot harder to burn a full PS3 game and download them because they're so gigantically huge.
And the Blu-ray.
They can be done. It's just more difficult, time-consuming. All right. Oddly enough, Atari still owns their own games. I know that seems crazy, but apparently indie developers are finding this out as hundreds of games on iOS are being pulled due to copyright infringement from Atari. Atari says, amazingly enough, games that they made, they still own. And just because you remake it and re-release it on the iPhone doesn't make it your game. Indie developers are crying foul, saying, hey, you haven't updated the game in 20 years. We made Vector Tanks and Vector Tanks Extreme. How dare you pull our games from the market?
To which the legal department shouted back, too bad. Write that down. Too bad.
Black Powder Media said that anything that has even a passing resemblance to an Atari classic has been issued a copyright infringement claim. Of course, their game, Vector Tanks, is an update of Atari's Battle Zone. So, they say anything with a passing resemblance, including our game, which is a blatant update of their classic game. So, go figure that out.
That's debatable. We'll see you in court, sir.
Someone has figured out the history of The Legend of Zelda in Japanese. Book was released called Hyrule Historia, released in Japan on December 21st, that includes an historical outline of every game in the Legend of Zelda series and how they piece together. So they are all part of one ongoing legend, but of course it's in Japanese. So massive nerds, who we appreciate, are working overtime trying to translate everything and get it all in order so that we can figure it out for ourselves. They have also managed to translate the text, the Hylian text, from Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword. They figured out how to translate it. They've created a font you can download onto your computer in case you want to make your desktop unreadable by changing. Although that'd be a good trick to play on somebody. Change their font to some foreign script that's impossible to read.
Like Klingon?
Yeah. So, anyway, I'm kind of looking forward to see how that all plays out and what it all figures out. Xbox 720 will be a DVR.
That's scary.
Allegedly. The set-top box patent was filed by Microsoft in 2007, originally for part of the original Xbox, but they figured out it's not going to work that well. And it didn't make it into 360, but apparently they think 720, the working name for it, which, I mean, it's just as stupid as 360, so why not?
1080s down the road, folks.
But it looks like they are working on updating the patent to work it into the new system to make it... now, the 360 is running TV information from Fios. You can plug into Fios and stream some of your channels directly to your Xbox 360 now. And they're trying to work out deals with Comcast, I think Charter Communications, I'm not sure who else, but working on deals to stream live television to your 360. You can get rid of your cable box and just do it all through your internet connection.
Yay, piracy.
Nintendo 3DS is apparently getting a few 3D games next year, which is going to be kind of handy, considering they had like five this year, something like that.
Yeah, but they had good titles, though.
My numbers might be a little off, but...
Six.
This year saw some good titles, especially with the name Mario involved in them, but next year they're actually ramping up and hoping to push out some games like Resident Evil Revelations, Metal Gear Solid 3D, Kid Icarus Uprising, Kingdom Hearts 3D. There's also a new Fire Emblem, an Animal Crossing, and a Paper Mario game in the works. They're also beefing up their online store with the hopes of having more games available for digital download directly to your 3DS.
What about some Pokemans?
They have a 3D Pokemon Pokedex available now as an app you can download to your 3DS. I'm sure... I don't know if there's an actual game, though. But I'm sure there'll be one coming.
Pokemon 3DS on the way, folks. We'll write that down. 3DS.
Pokemon and DS. The Wii U will be an actual tablet, allegedly.
Hey, it's time to watch some baseball.
Okay.
And a runner on second. Hernandez is on the mound, and here comes the 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 98-mile-per-hour fastball.
3DS has a few apps. The DSi has a few apps. Wii has some apps. But it looks like the Wii U tablet will be a full-on tablet with a complete app store to rival the iPhone and Android. It will have actual things. No word yet on Netflix or Hulu, but I'm sure you'll be playing Angry Birds on it in no time. They want to have dedicated apps going to the store to, basically they say, reach beyond the living room. So they're hoping that you will buy the Wii U, take the tablet with you, and probably break it so you have to buy a new one to replace your system when you take that portable tablet out and about.
For $200.
Right. So
that looks expensive. I mean...
Yeah, I'm not sold completely on the Wii U. I mean, I think it looks interesting, but the graphics of the actual Wii U system don't look that much better than the Wii that's out now. And the Wii is just two GameCubes duct taped together. So this is going to be like four GameCubes duct taped together. So
you say that, but it outsells everybody.
Oh, well, yeah, it has been the number one selling console.
Doesn't matter. So they'll put Atari back together, and if they can make some money off it, that's what we'll get. You'll love it.
All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for segment one, the news here. Are we going to take a break for commercial and then come back with releases, or you just want to do them now? Just do one commercial break. It's the first show. We can do it however you want.
However you want.
However you want.
Rock, scissors it?
One, two, three, go?
Yeah.
Okay, one, two, three, go.
You choose.
Do it now. Let's talk about new releases.
All right, this week, which will be the week of January 10th, which will be your initial release date and all throughout the week. There's a couple things coming out. Not too many this week. It's kind of a short, dead week. You're coming right out of the holidays, so don't expect much, folks. Okay, first we got on the DS, we're getting a Hip Hop King Rhythmic Edition.
Ooh!
So obviously all you hipsters and hip hoppers and gangsters out there will be able to throw some beats down on your DS.
Because when I think hip hop, rap mogul, I'm thinking DS. That's the system.
Now they're labeling it as a puzzle game, so I guess the most puzzling thing is how do you pronounce the title?
But wait, but this is DS, not 3DS.
This is the DS, and it's scheduled to release on January 12th.
So it's not 3D. What a waste!
What a waste. Okay, on the Wii for digital download, we got Carmen Sandiego Adventures in Math.
Yes.
The Case of the Crumbling Cathedral.
Wow. You know, I was wondering what was up with that cathedral. Now I can find out.
Carmen Sandiego.
Well, she's saving a cathedral by doing some math.
That's pretty good.
It's
actually
an action game.
That's going to be my ringtone this week.
It is releasing January 12th as well.
So wait, it's an action game.
It is a downloadable action game.
So
I got no pricing information. So
the hip-hop game is a puzzle game. But the Carmen Sandiego math game is an action game.
Yeah, you gotta think.
It's not an educational slash learning game. It's an action game.
Well, you know, you gotta pick.
You gotta jump on the third.
You gotta pick where you want to go, and action is where they want to be. Because there's a lot of action when there's Carmen Sandiego in the room. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm thinking.
All right, for the 3DS, we do have Zen Pinball 3D.
Oh.
Now, this will release January 12th, and it will be a $7 download.
I do like Zen Pinball.
I'm sure you can find it in a physical format, but so far they're scheduling it for a download. It is going to be like a crazy 3D pop-up.
I don't think it'll be on a physical format, because that is on the PlayStation Network.
3DS.
Well, I know, but I'm saying right now it's on the PlayStation Network. So they're making a 3D version downloadable. Well, okay. I don't think it'll be on
But,
a,
you know, sometimes
cartridge.
Sometimes they physically make a download.
I know, sometimes they do.
Look, don't question.
You have proof?
To what
you have proof?
Say,
do you have proof?
And then you just deal with it.
Fine.
All right, so I don't want to talk to you no more. Okay, so
I quit.
On January 11th, on the PC, we do have Conquer 2.0: Invasions of Pirates. Now, Conquer is a classic-style role-playing game that is being released in its second reincarnation, and apparently, it's going to have something to do with pirates. There
Wait a minute, like Conquer's Bad Fur Day?
It is released on January 11th.
Like Conquer, like Conquer's Bad Fur Day?
Absolutely like that.
Or like Command & Conquer.
But with a pirate.
So it's going to be the foul-mouthed squirrel with pirates. So there's a lot of booty jokes.
Hold on, let me write that down. No, actually it's not.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, it's not Conquer.
Okay, and releasing on the, I don't even know why I talked to you. On the Xbox 360, PS3, and PC, we have the Horror Action Survival Amy. Now, this is basically...
This is about your psycho ex-girlfriend?
This is like, you know, honestly,
that would be horror action survival.
This whole game is looks like it's going to be a cross between like a Resident Evil and meets, Fear. Okay? You're escorting a girl around, and you're shooting zombies, and you're trying to save yourself from becoming a zombie.
I like girl escorts, and I like zombies, so sounds like a winner.
Yeah, so let's see. We got that releasing. Looks like it'll be on the PC and PS3 on January 10th and on the 360 on the 13th. For some reason, they need a little extra time to release it.
360 has a different drop day, I guess. Releases.
And finally, the last thing we got is Choplifter 3 HD. Choplifter.
Are you sure?
I wrote it down wrong. Weird. Choplifter HD. This is releasing on the PS3, 360, and the PC. The release dates on this is the 10th.
So this is the little helicopter dropping the rope, pick the dudes up, taking the safety?
It's much updated from that classic game, actually.
Because so now it's in HD.
You know what the great thing about it is? If you guys ever remember playing Jungle Strike, Desert Strike, It's very similar, but not so much like shooting. Hmm. Not war. And it was releasing on all of the major systems. Not the Wii, of course, and not any of the handhelds. And that is going to be a full-price game, it looks like.
What?
I can't really read my handwriting, so... Oh, or $8.
Full price or $8, whichever you decide to pay, apparently.
So those are your releases for this week. Again, not much coming out, but there you go. And if you can decipher what I said, then you've just been informed.
I think we need to work this out a little better next time beforehand. We should have had a commercial break. That was my fault. That was my mistake. Should give you a break. You could have a drink of water, use the bathroom.
It worked out fine. I don't know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Uh-huh. According to Hoyle Survival.
Hoyle Survival.
All right. We're taking a quick commercial break, folks, and then when we come back this week on segment 3, we're going to be doing a video game review / discussion talking about Terraria, available on Steam on the PC.
Terraria.
Yeah, can you spell that? Do you know how to do that?
Got it.
When you edit this, can you put the right name on the screen?
No.
Okay, fair enough. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Hey guys, Dirt here. Don't forget to check out the News Desk every Saturday on the Pop Culture Network. We're going to be talking about this week's releases of toys. If you want to know all the toy news of everything that's going on, that's ever been worthwhile, that's ever worth a penny of your hard-earned money, you're going to check out the News Desk, popculturenetwork.com. Every Saturday, make sure you check it out.
Is it on? Oh, we're back.
Oh!
I'm sorry, they were... This for dinner, and tonight is obviously pizza.
Awesome.
Pepperoni.
Alright, folks, welcome back to the Video Game Losers here on Pop Culture Network. Again, I am your host, Dirt, and I'm here with my co-host...
Your Lord Killen.
And today, we are back to talk about Terraria! On Steam. On the PC.
On Steam.
For those of you unfamiliar with Terraria, it is available for $10 on Steam. You can also buy a 4-pack for $29.99 so that you can have a copy and send out 3 copies to your friends if you have any. And basically, it's a ultimate sandbox game, I guess you could say. Unlike a game like Grand Theft Auto or Saints Row that they call a sandbox game because you can run around everywhere but you still have missions, this is more like you just kind of run around everywhere and you build stuff, and you run around.
Essentially, it is a Super Nintendo tribute game because it's a side-scrolling RPG with action elements. You throw you into a world, a topside world, and they just throw you in a world and like, there you go, do what you want
to
do.
No instruction. You have to figure out how to build a house.
Mm-hmm.
You have to figure out how to mine for minerals. You have to figure out how to craft items that you need, like armor and weapons and things like that. You will constantly be attacked by slimes during the day, at nighttime zombies, the occasional goblin army, flying eyeballs. You know, things will just come out of nowhere with little to no explanation on how to do things pretty much right at the beginning. And you really just have to kind of learn as you go along.
Which is part of the fun. Now, the thing is, you are on the top soil, so you're on, like, the woods area, and there's about 40 miles of beneath you. So, basically, you got a pickaxe and a sword, and you just start going down, and digging down, and digging down. And there you're going to find all the materials you're going to need to craft items. Of course, you're going to find the wood topside on the trees and whatnot. But as you go down, you're going to find different ores, materials, stone, sand, all kinds of different gravel pieces, all kinds of what-have-yous. And you're going to bring it all back topside to where you're going to construct and build your town, I guess.
Yeah. And not only that, but as you play through the game, as you get bigger, more powerful, as you make your house bigger, you will get more non-player characters to basically come to your house and live there as you build more rooms. So you'll end up with a demolitions guy who will sell you dynamite. You'll have a weapons guy who sells you muskets and musket balls. You'll have a nurse to come heal you. There is a guy who... Well, basically, you hand him any item and he'll tell you what you can craft out of it so you can get an idea of what other items you need to find in order to build stuff. Which basically means, in the long run, you're going to go online and find a wiki that's going to tell you how to do all this stuff so you can get more out of the game. One of the things that we like to do here is I run the Terraria server on my home computer, and then my son, who is 7, has a copy of Terraria on his PC. He likes to log in and play multiplayer. Then at nighttime, after he's in bed, Killen will come in. We'll run a different world on the server for him and myself. And basically, I like to go out and dig and bring stuff back, and he likes to build.
Yeah.
So he makes these huge, awesome houses, and I go out and find stuff and get killed.
Now, the great thing about this game, it is very casual, so you can jump in and out with not getting too committed into any like detailed story. It is basically, without a doubt, do what you will kind of a game.
You can play for 5 minutes, you can play for 5 hours.
Now, because it is themed or created after the models of like a Super Nintendo graphic style game, you can run this very with little resources on your computer in the background. It has a nice window you can open up and size as you wish.
My son's computer is, I think it's like a 800 megahertz... 326 megs of RAM. The video card is like on board.
Ancient.
So it actually takes about 3 or 4 minutes for it to boot up, but then once it boots up and loads into memory, then it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
My computer, of course, just pops right up, no problem. I'm sure yours runs even smoother.
Yes.
So you don't need the most awesome machine in order to get it running. Although they did release a patch recently, a 1.1 update, which added new lighting effects that on certain older computers it does make it a little more difficult. His boot time went up to about 7 minutes with the lighting effects turned on, so we had to change the lighting effects to make it run a little smoother. So it only takes about 3 or 4 minutes to boot up, but still, again, once it boots up though and it loads into memory, it's fine. Another thing that when you maximize your window and make it bigger, you're not just making the graphics bigger, you're actually expanding your window into the world. Mm-hmm. So you actually see more of the world. Your person stays the same size. You can play in a tiny window in the corner of your screen. Or if you make it full screen, then you can see a lot more of what's going on around you, which is very interesting.
You are forever enveloped in a fog of war, so just know that. And here's the problem about going down, of course, is there's no light underneath the earth, as you would expect. So you're going to have to bring a lot of torches and constantly fight for light, which is what this game should have been called, Fight for Light. Now, this is very similar to the game Minecraft that you may or may not have heard of. However, it does not have the horrific Nintendo 64 graphics.
It went with the much simpler and much better looking 16-bit graphics, mm-hmm. Sprites of characters running around. And it also, I think one thing that it added is a lot more style to the game than Minecraft has. There's a lot more hidden costume items, a lot more personalization you can do with your character. So when you are playing multiplayer and playing against different characters, it's you're not confusing everybody. Everybody looks different. My son's character looks completely different from me, looks completely different from you, looks completely different from the non-player characters. So that's nice that they've added that.
And of course, this is a game still in development, which means they're going to constantly add new content into the game. So if you do spend the $10 to buy the game, you're going to be happy because you're going to continuously get updated content through the game, making it run better, adding new items, new missions, new stuff to do.
Now, one of the things about this game when you first start is it does randomly generate a world for you. Mm-hmm. And every time you generate a new world, it's completely different. You will have floating islands in the sky that you cannot see. You will have to discover eventually. And the bottom of the world is lava, which you will run into eventually when you get down to the bottom. And of course, it gets more difficult as you go down or go up, because now on the flying islands, they have harpies and stuff mm-hmm. that come and attack you. And there are new monsters with 1.1. You can add a hard mode in 1.1. You can set off basically an event that brings out a giant monster, and then once you defeat it, the game becomes 10 times more difficult. Everything becomes a lot harder, and you die a lot faster, which is at least something that players who've been playing it for a long time have really wanted some added, skill requirements to it. And so they've added that. So you don't have to do that if you're a new player. If you just want to make a small little world that's about 5 screens big, and just kind of dig some stuff up and build stuff and make some crazy stuff, you can do that. Or if you want to make a gigantic world and have 8 players come into your server and play 24 hours a day, you can do that too. So it's completely open as far as all that stuff goes.
Yeah, like I said, it's a great game. It's probably like one of my favorite PC games in years. Just because of how simple it is, is how great it is. So if you want to sit there and fight, like you said, if you want to go and fight around, you can do that. If you just want to build stuff, you can do that. If you just like exploring games, they got that too. You like to, play puzzles, you can try to figure out how to do that. I don't know. It's probably possible.
You can. Well, and another thing is when you beat a boss, every time you beat a boss, you unlock the ability to create what they call a bait to bring the boss back for another fight. So the first time you beat them, and you're like, whew, I can't believe I finally squeaked through that, but you get a whole bunch of loot from destroying it. Then later you get a little more powerful, and you're like, oh, I'm going to fight the Eye of Cthulhu again. No big deal. First time you fought it, you're screaming and peeing yourself. This time you're just like, I'm going to fight the Eye of Cthulhu. No problem. He's going to come, and you're going to fight him and win. So that's another thing that they've added so that you can kind of go back and replay those moments and have fun with that. There's also different areas when you play. You start out in kind of like the forest world. There's a corrupted world with purple trees and these bricks that have like flies coming off of them or something. There are little brambles that continually grow that will scar you and scratch you as you play through. Underground in certain areas, there's jungle levels that have vines continually growing and big monsters on vines that come out and chomp you. There are desert areas with sand and vultures. And if you go far enough on either side, left or right, you get to the ocean. And there's sharks and jellyfish and neat stuff in the ocean. And one of my favorite things is to go find the ocean, go all the way to the bottom, and drill down and see how far I can drain the oceans down into the lava hell world. That's one of my favorite things.
Nice.
So there you go.
So yeah, you should check the game out. It's Terraria. It's T-E-R-R-A-R-I-A. You can find it on Steam. Or you can go to Terraria, I believe it's online.com, to learn about the game. And if you even wanted to get a better idea about it, just go to YouTube, type in Terraria, and watch some of the videos that people have created about this game. And after watching a couple of them, you'll be like, yeah, I want to play that game.
Now, another thing to keep in mind, that because the game is $10, that's a pretty decent price for a game with this much content. But from time to time, they do discount it on Steam, usually around the big holidays. You can find it for as low as $2.50. When I bought it, it was a little over a dollar because there was a glitch in the store and they accidentally put up the wrong price. And I was like, oh, buy now. And within hours, they had changed it back to $2.50. But $2.50 seems to be the low price. And of course, once they do that, then you can pay the $9.99 for the 4-pack and give the extra copies away to your friends to play with online. You can go to Terraria.org, which is their official site, to get the server software that runs very easily. If you know anything about port forwarding, if you've ever set up a home server for any sort of virtual network computing, or you run like a Windows Media Server, something like that, then you'll have no problem setting it up. It'll literally take 90 seconds to set up the Terraria server. So, two thumbs up on Terraria. Mine and his. He can put up two if he wants, but whatever. But yeah, I can easily say that if you're not going to be disappointed in the game. If you enjoy video games, it's something you're going to have a lot of fun with. Now, having said that, I will add this one disclaimer. If your main machine is a laptop, you are going to want an external mouse or trackball to play with it. You cannot play with the touchpad and keyboard controls. That is not going to work in any way, shape, or form. You're going to need some sort of external motion device.
If you're really good at it.
There's no way you'd be able to do it.
Some people got skills.
No.
Those not like those that. Those Koreans.
Not like that. There's no way. But definitely on your home desktop PC, or you add in some sort of device. It's good. It's great, fantastic game. And because it's on Steam, I opened up a Dropbox account. I actually have my files for Terraria in my Dropbox. I've got my Dropbox on my laptop and my desktop. So if I'm at home and I log into Steam and I open up Terraria, I can play. When I get here and Killen's not around and I want to waste time and look like I'm busy, I can pull up Terraria, log into Steam on here, and play it on my laptop.
Nice, nice.
And it's the exact same world and everything.
Make a note. Dirt is bad.
Oh, well, we knew that, so.
So, you know.
No big news there.
Yeah, it's the ultimate waste of time game, and I guarantee you, you'll be playing it for a ridiculous amount of time. There you go.
So, Terraria on Steam. It's good.
Love it.
Yeah. All right, anything else?
What else you got?
Anything else we're going to talk about today?
What else you got?
Here, let me check the forum real quick on popculturenetwork.com. See if there's any video game stuff on there we need to discuss real quick. Why don't you tell people all about all the things you like to do?
Well, I like to go on long walks on the beach.
Sounds good.
Cycling in tandem.
Oh,
that's always fun.
With
a particular special someone.
Have you played Skyrim?
No, and you know why? Here's my problem with the Elder Scrolls, and I know a lot of people are going to get a little crazy about it. I don't like the 3D first-person style RPGs. I just don't like them. I like the overhead or side-scrolling, but for some reason, like, a 3D first-person, like, Ultima Online style, like, I just can't do it. So I want to like the game because it's apparently amazing, but I just don't like the style it's done in.
What about Saints Row 3?
Love it. Let me tell you about this. if you have... Really?
I was going to say, someone on our forum posted about it, but then I realized that was you.
Yes. If you have the chance to play Saints Row 3, and you're into, like, Grand Theft Auto, Saints Row, you know, those type of games, you'll definitely love it, because it is the most ridiculous game ever made. Now,
One problem I have with Grand Theft Auto games is that I get a game like Grand Theft Auto, and I play it for about 2 weeks, and then after about 2 weeks, I kind of lose all interest in it, because I do want to do more, like, random running around, whatever, but the driving mechanics are terrible. You can only go into, like, 5 buildings on an entire island. You know, you get to the point where you have to do the missions, or there's nothing really there for you to
do. That's typical, but, I mean, Saints Row is very similar, if not exact clone of Grand Theft Auto, but the great thing about it is, with Grand Theft Auto, I feel like you gotta pay attention. There's things you gotta know, you gotta listen to the story, you gotta follow it, and if you take a break from the game and try to get back into it, and you're not up with the story, you just start losing interest really fast. Whereas Saints Row is completely, like, ridiculous. Like, it's obviously a play on being a gangster, and the story makes no sense. It's all, you know, for fun. It's ridiculous. You can take any car you steal, take it to the rim shop and, you know, and pimp it out. The driving on it, to me, is a lot easier to do. Mechanics were just a little bit better, and the missions are funnier and not so serious.
Right. That's one thing I did notice, is that there's a lot more kind of over-the-top stuff going on.
Yeah, it's extremely over-the-top. It's definitely... And now Saints Row 1 was great, 2 was a little bit better. Saints Row 3 is like a mile ahead of the other ones by far. So play it. It'll be ridiculous.
And then finally, according to a member on our board, NY Dynasty, he says that he found out the hard way with the PlayStation 3, certain content, like TV episodes, cannot be accessed on multiple units. He's got a PS3 in his bedroom, another one in his living room, adding things like map packs or different add-on content. You play the game in one room, you can go to the other room, put in the game, he can still log in with his account, download that, that's no problem. Unfortunately, you find out that things like TV shows are authorized for one machine and one machine only, so he cannot go into another room in his house, log in with his account, and download those TV shows. Which seems random, but...
I guess they don't expect you to have multiple PS3s, I guess.
I don't know anybody else.
They're like, you
besides
got...
Besides Infinite Dynasty,
you got two PS3s? Do you know how expensive that is?
But, I mean, if I had the money, I'd totally do that, too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that's not great. That's amazing, but I guess they just assume with the cost of the machine, who's going to have multiple PS3s? And, more importantly, who's going to be worried about the download of the content if they do have multiple? Because
you've got the money. Just buy it again.
Let's face it.
Come on.
If you have multiple PS3s, you're probably just a gangster. And gangsters don't care about downloadable content. I'm just going to put this down.
What is it with you and the Sega CD? Did you hate the Sega CD?
I love the Sega CD.
So do I.
They had a Crisscross Make Your Own Music video. They had the Marky Mark
Make Your Own Music video. The CNC Music Factory.
Oh, my God. It was amazing.
All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for today here on the Video Game Losers on Pop Culture Network. Don't forget, if you have a voicemail you'd like to leave us, if you want it used on the show in any way, shape, or form, it's got to be less than 30 seconds. But you can feel free to call us at 217-953-4025. You can leave a voicemail message. You can also email us. I'm dirt@popculturenetwork.com. Yours is?
killin@popculturenetwork.com.
Easy enough.
You just go to popculturenetwork.com and click on the staff button that you see there on the main page, and you can find us there. That's
Our emails on that?
Well, yeah, I think so. Sure.
Well,
yes,
they will be now. And don't forget, you can always come to popculturenetwork.com, join the forums. If you want to check out more video game news from Pop Culture Network, make sure you go to vglosers.com, or you can check out this show at videogamelosers.com.
And also included will be the other incarnation of the show that we attempted about a year ago. I'll put that in the stream there, so you can watch that if you want to make fun of us. That's fine. Mm-hmm. And all for all you YouTubers out there, go ahead. Go ahead. Say your dirty comments.
And if you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe.
Subscribe.
Click that button and subscribe to the Pop Culture Network. You get more great shows like this where we awkwardly sit around and pretend that we know things.
Not on the channel this is on, but at youtube.com/popculturenetwork.com, which is our main channel.
What channel is this going to be on?
This is on the Pixel Dan channel. Oh,
I can put this on my channel.
Whatever.
You can find mine.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Let's not debate it.
Okay. All right, fair enough. All right, guys. Like I said, that's going to do it. Like I said 5 minutes ago, that's going to do it. That's the end. We're wrapping it up.
Be sure to check back every Monday, as the show will be a Monday release show, so you can get the news and release dates for what's coming out of the week, starting at the beginning of the week.
You said that in a much more confusing way than it needed to be.
No, that's right.
But, you know,
that's
whatever. Right. That's fine.
That's right. Whatever.
Don't forget to come to popculturenetwork.com and join the forums. We've got video game discussion forums under VG Losers where you can write stuff about video games. Is that it? Now are we done? No! Don't forget to check out shoppcn.com where you can find lots of used video games for sale. Anything from great new games like L.A. Noire to classic Sega CD games like Eternal Champions, which is one of my favorites, actually, on Sega CD.
And if you're feeling a little more ambitious, you can always check out SingStar.
Well, show everybody. They can't see that one. That one's not on camera.
SingStar.
Put it up. There you go. There you go. Blonde chick on the front of the box. All you lonely guys, check it out.
Sometimes you just got to get out there and put a song out. Get it out of your heart and onto the microphone.
We also have random stuff like this Game Boy Charge Kit for the Game Boy Advance. Welcome to the Home Shopping Network here on PCN. You're looking for Mortal Kombat 3,
Steve?
Or if you're looking for a three-pack with Pat Riley basketball, Dick Vitale basketball, and some unknown football title that has black marker on it covering up the name. Oh, Joe Montana 93. If you're looking for those three Sega games, you can find them right here, $4.95.
And who isn't? What's the special?
Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll autograph the plastic wrap for free.
All right, that's good. I'm out of here.
See you guys.
Hey guys, thank you for watching our videos on the Pop Culture Network. We do hope that you will help support us by visiting shoppcn.com, where you'll find all these amazing toys, comic books, DVDs, video games, random geek goodness, all brought to you at an incredibly great price. Every dollar you spend helps contribute to the Pop Culture Network.